Thank you, Arab Hirsch. It's always a big success to come to the with Hirsch's Polo here in the summer and share some Divrei Torah. We thank him as well. Okay. Actually, this summer I've been saying Shiurim on Hilchos Bein HaMitzarim, and which has connections to Hilchos Avelos. So I thought we would discuss some of the halachas of Bein HaMitzarim and how they relate to Hilchos Avelos and put them together. Rav Shechter in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav in page Kuf Samach Aleph and Kuf Samach Beis, Kuf Tzadi Beis, brings down Rav Soloveitchik's idea that the three parts of the Avelus of the Bein HaMitzarim, the Bein HaMitzarim and Shavu Shachalbo and Tisha B'Av, are parallel to the parts of Hilchos Avelos, Bein HaMitzarim is like Yud Beis Chodesh, and so Shach calls Rav Soloveitchik that Sfira also is like Yud Beis Chodesh, and Shavuot Shechalbo is Shloshim, has like Avelos of Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av is like Shiva, and that was the parallel that's always said over. And it's in Rav Shechter Sefer, Nefesh HaRav, in page Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Kuf Tzadi Beis. So I'd like to go through some of this parallel and discuss Horus on this whole idea of this concept of a parallel between, the Avelus Yeshana of the Churban HaBayis and the Bein HaMitzarim, and the Shavuot Shechalbo and the Tisha B'Av and Sfira, and see how it fits and what maybe some ha'oras of maybe sometimes it doesn't exactly fit and what how to discuss that. Okay, so let's begin with the concept of Nisuin, marriage. So it's interesting, the Gemara says, the famous Gemara we all know, Mishanichnas av mematin besimcha. So what exactly does it mean, mematin besimcha? So there's a Sefer called the Sefer Ha'ora, written by Rashi. And he writes, and it's quoted in one of the Temri Svarim, that it's Nisuin. In other words, Medina de Gemara, you can't have marriages on Mishanichnas Av, the Matim B'Simcha. So it's the concept that we don't have Nisuin already, the whole Bein HaMitzarim, that perhaps that's only a minhag. But the Medina de Gemara, that would be a violation of Mishanichnas Av, Mematim B'Simcha. But during Bein HaMitzarim, that we also, at least Ashkenazic jury based on the Ramah, has the minhag of not to have weddings during this tekufa, that perhaps is only that's a minhag. And the Ramah quotes this in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Beis, Nogim l'hachmish ein nosim b'shiva asar b'tamuz v'eilech l'achar Tisha B'Av. And so Medina, it's really, that kufa. And the Magen Avraham says not to do rikudim uncholas during this time of miyud zayin tamuz ve'elach. Well, so the question is like this. The Shavus Yaakov has a tshuva about the following question. Alman echad shirotza lisa feina mitzarim shalokiyim adayin mitzvahs peruvu. Whereas you learn, there's regular Hilchos Avelos. So when is the Issa Nisuin? Nisuin is a din in Shloshim. It's a din in Shloshim. In other words, a person is not supposed to get married during Shloshim. That's why, I think maybe Rabbi Hirsch said, he pointed this out, that the idea of that Veda Mitzarim is the Yud Beis Kodesh, but L'chora, if you're saying that Beda Mitzarim, we have the minhag not to get married, but marriage is not a din in Yud Beis Chodesh. Marriage is a din in Shloshim. A person can get married during Yud Beis Chodesh, meaning his own Yud Beis Chodesh. So that's maybe a little bit of ha'ara of this idea that Beda Mitzarim is really a din in Yud Beis Chodesh, because there's no restriction of a person himself getting married during Yud Beis Chodesh. And even in Shloshim, if he wasn't Mekayim Peru Revu yet, so he's allowed to get married during Shloshim. So even if you want to say that it's a din of a din in Shloshim, you want to say Shavuos Chal is a din in Shloshim, so would anyone ever say that a person wants to get married during Bein HaMitzarim? So Bein HaMitzarim is even more Chal. It's you know, and he wasn't Mekayim Peru Revu. So in Hilchas what? In regular Hilchas Aveilus, that's totally mutter. And Beit HaMitzarim, Rav Salvech is claiming that it's Yud Beis Chodesh, but even Shloshim is mutter, if Loki and Peru rule. So the Shavus Yaakov deals with this question of a person that he happens to be talking about an Alman, but it doesn't have to be an Alman, it could be anybody. Alman echad sherotzeh lisa bein hamitzarim shelo kiyem adayin mitzvos peruvu. So he writes in the tshuva, he says like this. He says tshuva av l'chora hayanira. I'm quoting the Shavus Yaakov now. Av l'chora hayanira l'tzadeh l'hakel b'zeh. Oh, we wanted to also dedicate the shiur l'ilui nishmas. Noam Yoshua Ben Yaakov. So that's very important. Rabbi Hirsch's nephew. So that's always very important. Tshuva. So now the Shavus Yaakov. Av l'chor hayanira l'tzade l'hakel b'zeh. Afil b'aveilus gomor hikilu chacham l'isa b'tok shloshim. So first he says, l'chor should be mutter. If you weren't Mekayim Peru Revu. I mean, this would undermine the whole concept of Beit HaTzar, because most people getting married these days, you know, are young guys getting married. You know, that's why it's so hard to book the halls these days, because, you know, people want to get it in. You can't get it married during the Beit HaTzar. So they're trying, and they want to, and then it's going to be already Rosh Hashanah, you know, and so Baruch Hashem for that, you know. But is anyone ever going to say, oh, look, my son wasn't Mekayim Peru Revu yet, so let him get married, Bein HaMitzarim. Right? No one said it. No one. I mean, that's what the Shavus Yaakov is dealing with. Well, why not? You know? And L'chora, Rav Salvechik says that the Bein HaMitzarim is like, and even the more chomerdik thing is mutter. So he says, at first glance, he said, L'chora should be mutter. He says the din of that you can get married to Shloshim, Yishom Mitzvahs Peruvu, or Ein Lo Mishe Yishom Shenu. Like he's a man who needs a woman to help him, you know, just function in his house. Vur B'Yordea. Kol Shekein B'Aveil Zishon, Ed Lo Chom Mikul Ha'ai, Yish L'Hokyo. So he quotes, the Shavus Yaakov quotes the Beis Yosef, and he says the following. Says isha klal afil isha banim yishum delo misamdu l'hu milsa. Meaning it's not as man a good mazel dikah shoch. You know, it's not a time with, you know, good mazel. And of course, we get married, you want to have good mazel. So, it's, you know, since it's the zman of Beinam Tzorin, that all these things happened with the Churban Abayis, so therefore, that's how the Beis Yosef says. So really, Medina, it should be, but this is like a, throws like a little monkey wrench into the equation. In other words, even if you wanted to equate it with Shloshim, you know, which is more than Rav Soloveitchik thought to equate it with, he wanted to equate it just with Yud Beis Chodesh, but he says, Lo Masam Na Milsam. So that's the Beis Yosef writes this, and the Shmos Yaakov says that's one reason he thinks why the minig is not to get married. Even though, well, Medina, L'chorot, should be mutter, even if you want to say that this is like Shloshim even. But then he says, then he continues, he says, Uvalavai time in Nirali L'chalek, B'inyan Ached, D'davke Be'elos Yochin, M'kalin L'eslo, V'ish Loki, Mitzvahs Peruvu, O'shem Lom Yishem Shenu, V'ashem Kein, El Yod Mishor, Avelos Derabim, in other words, he's saying when a person has their private avelus, so we could be mekel for a person that wasn't mekayim puruvu to get married during shloshim. But when it comes to bein avtzarim, that avelus derabim. So even though we should be mekel, but he says mikol mokom they assume gam shark akrum uzumanim yavola hokel, because once we're going to be mekel, and those normally a person gets married, it's his own private avelus, he's in shloshim, he's getting married, but now once you're going to have it's avelus derabim, in other words, everyone's in this avelus, so you're going to have a wedding and then you're going to invite everyone, so everyone's going to start to be mekel in the avelus of Beit HaMitzar. He says, Yavola Hakel Aken Kule Hailo Makalina Larabim Neged Aminim. Kem the Bayer Ein Kan Hechrech. Zechrein Parmachas Hikel Kham. So he says that, so that's why. In other words, the first reason was Amna Milsa. It's not a good mazel to do it. And the second is because you're going to make a wedding during, so that means people are going to attend. And they're also in this Avelus of Meidah Mitzorim, and then they're going to come to be Mezalzel in the whole Meidah Mitzorim. Kevin the Rabbi Rein Kan Hechrech, and then he says, Zechrein Shapamachas Hekel Chomcham Echad Bina. He says he knows his case where a certain Chacham was Mekel about Nesuim Tochi Meha Sfira, Neger Aminim, Velo also Zivugan Yofa. That's how the Shmos Yaakov says. So this is a Indian that how he explains it. Because or else it's a good time. The Gutaina, most people, all these people, Baruch Hashem, getting married, you know, this is the Kufa, all young men who were Mekayim Peruvu. Okay, that's the first thing. Second thing, the idea of Kli Shir, of using musical instruments. So, the Gemara in Sota, Mishnah says, "Mishapatla Sanhedrin, patla Hashir mi beis hamishtaos." So when the Sanhedrin was patel, so then already using kli shir from beis hamishtaos is also patel. Well, so therefore, in other words, you can't use any musical instruments. So the one exception is brought down to the poskim is for Simchas Chasam Akala. And And that's the big discussion about, Stam, what's the heter of people, the minig olam today is that people play musical instruments, people have concerts and things like that. But there's a nekud I want to bring out. We'll see in a second. Rav Yaakov Emden, I think it's in the Siddur. Rav Yaakov Emden had a Siddur. There's a lot of Piskei, a lot of Piskei Halachas in the Siddur. So Rav Dick Zatzal, that was once Sefer he put out, was the Rav Yaakov Emden Siddur, because he was a descendant of Rav Yaakov Emden. In fact, Rav Moshe Bick, if you ever heard of him, was a big Pesach in Brooklyn, and it was a big influence in my life, and then I ended up marrying into his family years later. So he was one of the big poskim in this generation. And so when he had a son, who I was very close with, his Bechor, Rav Shaul Baer, so when I married into the family, we became very close. And his son told me that when he was, his father was born, so Rabik Pidyon HaBen, but then he sent another 5 coins to Europe, to the Chofetz Chaim, to be paid there. His son with, I guess he wanted Adam Chashev to be part of his son. And you're from Baropov, so you knew him a bit. So, Chafetz Chaim. And Chafetz Chaim said, really, he doesn't take when people give the extra coin or whatever, because the Shaila is a Sofik Gezel, we don't want to, Sofik whether you're Kohanim Chazaka, Kohanim, so he didn't want to, But since Rav Yaakov Emden, he was Yosef Setzah, Rav Yaakov Emden, and Rav Yaakov Emden held you could do it, so you could do it, so I'll take the coins. Okay. It's interesting, when my son was born, so I wanted to get the coins, but there's a Shaila, some years you need 6 coins, because not enough silver. And some years it could be enough, whatever. So I was already going to Brooklyn to Eichler's to get the coins. So I didn't want to have to make another trip. So it's the worst case. So I bought 2 sets just to make sure. So once, so the public opinion had been, so Rav Yitzchak Cohen was the coin. So I gave the 5 coins. Because it turned out that 5 was good enough. You didn't need 6 for the year that I... So I had this extra 5 coins. So the next day, I was walking in the street, and one of my talmidim, his name is Yosef Rappaport, and Rappaports are known to be miyuchasim kahuna. So I gave Yosef Rappaport, he lives in Eretz Yisrael today, and I gave him the second set to, so this way, so the Rappaport yichas, So Rav Yaakov Emden says that not only you should not play musical instruments in any time except for Simchas Chazon Kala, and he was very very stark about that. But others disagreed with him. And there's a piece by the Munkacher, the Os Chaim V'Sholem, by the Munkacher, the Michas Elazar, says no. That he was talking about people used to bring musical instruments to a bris milah, and he was very upset that people did that. Rav Yaakov Emden, and he very very strong about that, and he says you shouldn't do it. And the Munkacher in the Os Chaim V'Sholem says no. That you tzarichim li'sametz la'ora la'hosif omitz b'sudu zul la'sosu b'simcha v'tuv leiva. that you should, after you could, could, should, to mechazek the mitzvah. And there's a tshuva from the Chidah, from the Chaim Sha'ol. So there's Kol Kisvei HaChidah. You ever see that set? It's like a huge set. There was a time that the YU library didn't have it, because they claimed to have all the, they have this, you know, if you find all the different svarim in 15, 20 different places, you'll have all the svarim. So they don't want to buy it because it's expensive. So I mentioned that. So some of my guys in the shir, as a present, two guys that I was Masada Kedusha for, they chipped in and they bought me the Kol Kisvei HaChidah. So now they have one full set. And subsequently, the library decided they'll also buy it. So now they have the Kol Kisvei HaChidah. You know, it's like 30 volume, you know, it's a whole thing. But one of the svarim is Chaim Sha'al. So in Simon Chof Aleph, he writes that he has a tshuva about having music at a bris. And he says that even if the mother, the Yoledis, is Koch Yud Beis Chodesh, you could have music, live music at the bris. There are Moshefaitzi has a tshuva about it. If the husband is not in Yud Beis Chodesh and the wife is, so then she could come with the husband to different functions that would otherwise be usher for her to go to, because she's nitpal to the husband. Most people don't, are not makel on that. But Rav Moshe had this tshuva about being makel on that. But the Chaim Sha'al, he's not oiler to that idea, because he could have said maybe it's mutter anyway, else that she's nitpal to the husband and he's not an awful. But he says no. He's mechazik the inyan of bringing kli shir yom hamila. That even if, first of all, to have the kli shir, and even if the wife is an avelus Yud Beis Chodesh, and when she gave birth, to also have the kli shir as well. So Rav Avadi Yosef in Chelik Shishi Vichavadas, he says an unbelievable thing. He says he supports the Chidah and the Munkacher against Rav Yaakov Emden. And he says, whenever a Simchas Mitzvah, in other words, not only to have it at a Chasana, any Simchas Mitzvah, Mila, Pidyaraben, Siyam, Masechta, Bar Mitzvah, Mutter l'shmo shirei kodesh hamalavim b'chli negina shekol shehi simchas mitzvah yesh l'hokel b'dover. Any simchas mitzvah you could be makel. And I think if you have it here, do you have a Yichav Adas here? Because there's one line.
Yeah, we
do. Yeah. Chelek Shishi. Chelek Shishi. Oh. Thank you. Because there's one thing that I want to read that I left out.
When you do the Mishkan Sot, it's an example?
No, because this is together with the mitzvah. This is the mechazik a mitzvah.
And the Mishkan Sot is talking about the mitzvah.
Stand, right.
What's the marker that you're allowed to do for a chassid? Chelek
Shishi, Simon Lepay, 1 second. And listen what he says here. This heter that he's giving to have kli negina, is mutter even be may sfira and be may be hamitzar. Kol mocha besimchas mitzvah for Milo, Pidyon Abensi, and Masecha, Mudul Shmoshiri, Kodesh Malavim, Bechlein Nagina, Shekol Shi, Simchas Mitzi, Yesh Lachacha, Bedover. Kol Shi came, Bishabos, and Shabbatim, Bechlein Nagina, Wow. So in other words, so the two coolers here. The one just Tam, you know, that the Mishnah says not to have live music because of the Churban. They say Mokum Mitzvah. And that heter of Mokum Mitzvah, that is Mutter, he says is not only what? Just Tam during the year, even during Sphira, and even during Meina Mitzvah. Wow. So the question is like this. So now let's compare it to the regular din of music for a novel. Right? We would compare it just like we were comparing the suin for a novel. So what's the din for a novel? So is a novel allowed to you listen to music during Yud Beis Kodesh? So it's interesting that if you look at Shulchan Aruch, you don't find the Shulchan Aruch talking about an Ovel not listening to music. So you want to tell me that maybe Taka, it's not an Issa? It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that it's not an Issa for an Ovel, because music, it's why music, that's a Simcha. So why did the Shulchan Aruch quote it? The Shulchan Aruch only in Shin Tzadi Aleph says, "Lo yikaris lebeis klal b'shasha omdi b'muzmutei chosam v'kala." In other words, right? At the chasana, you have the music, "Muzmutei chosam v'kala." So why didn't he forget "Muzmutei chosam v'kala"? What about regular, not at the chasana? So there's a sefer, I think Rav Avadya quotes and maybe others, Shilas and Truvas Kapei Aaron, from Rav Aaron Segel Epstein of Prague. And he says, so first he wants to say that maybe in Ochanami, maybe music is mutter, and only the music of a chasana is the musa. But he says no. He says pshita. The Asur Klei Shir La'Ovel Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. V'chein B'yamim Bein HaMitzarim. And in Shulchan Aruch also it doesn't say that you can't have music Bein HaMitzarim. Also doesn't say. Lama Lo Hiviyu. So how come it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that you can't have music during Sphira, during Bein HaMitzarim, and even during Avels? Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch bring that? So you want to say it's mutter? It's hard. Like someone want to suggest no. Pashas. That's the antithesis to Avelis. Even Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh. So he says he thinks it's pashut that the pshat, the why the Shulchan Aruch left it out, is because the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Kuf Samach, when it tells you all the dinim of that we do Zecher L'Churban, says V'chein Gozru Shalom L'Nagim B'Kli Shir V'Chol Minei Zemra. So it's also for everybody for the whole year. So if it's also for everybody, you don't have to be an Ovel. It's also for everybody for the whole year because of Zecher L'Churban. So you don't need me to tell you that. So therefore, you don't need to tell me an Ovel can't do it, because even if he's not an Ovel, it's also. You don't have to tell me Bein HaMitzarim. You don't have to tell me Svira. The only thing you have to tell me is that Mizmute Chasim V'Kala. Why? Because Mizmute Chasim V'Kala, even those that disagree with Rav Avadya Yosef, Rav Avadya Yosef and the Chido Anod Sfardim, they have this heter of all mitzvahs, even by Bris Mila. And others, and that was what Rav Yaakov Emden was very upset with. He was upset with that heter, and you know, of permitting him by Bris Mila. But he says that the pashtus is, it's only a heter by Simchas Chosam V'Kala. So Mimela, that's why the Shulchan Aruch only brings it down by Chasam V'Kala. That Simchas V'Kala, the Elul going to permit music, but the Avil should know he shouldn't be listening to that music. And Mimela, that's how the Shulchan Tzutubas Kapei Aaron explains the whole Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
What's the marker for even a hetter for Chasam V'Kala? What's the marker for that?
Yeah. So what's the
answer that as well?
Yeah. So why is that why is that mutter? The chasam v'kala. So I guess because in other words, I guess they don't want to share because that's the ikar simchas chasam v'kala. Like in Shulchan Aruch, when it has the din of not to go to any, you know, the Ramah has this din that you shouldn't go to any Sudas mitzvah all Yud Beis Chodesh, but the Machaber doesn't have such a din. It's only a din of the Ramah. Why? Because the Chumrah of the Ramah to be Machmir, but the Iker Simcha that Ovel can't go, the Iker Simcha is Simchas Chasam V'Kala. So I guess they didn't want to share Simchas Chasam V'Kala. In other words, but other, so that they didn't want to share. So therefore, that's one area that remained Mutter. And even in, but in, and even in Yerushalayim, they have a Minhag Yerushalayim not to have musical instruments in Yerushalayim by even by live music by Chasam V'Kala, but they didn't want to fully share Simchas Chasam V'Kala, so that remained. But therefore, you have to be told that that an Ovel shouldn't be going to that. But it was no necessity anywhere else to say it was a Tzatzer anyway, and that's what the Kapei Aaron explains all the Sakim and Shulchan Aruch. But in a Hanami, for a regular Ovel, Taka Tzatzer, why wasn't it brought down? It wasn't brought down because once you have this din of Zeichel Chorban, so you don't have to bring it down for anything else.
Mr. Seems to be so obvious.
Yeah, because the world today, we forgot about that. And in other words, right? Because most people, you ask a person on the street, I'm going to a so-and-so concert. Well, okay, go, enjoy. No one's going to tell you, what kind of head there? Well, what is it? You got a head for that? Well, no one is even thinking, right? Well, we have to discuss that. I remember when I was in Rabbi Willett's chair many years ago, like 1980, 81, and we were learning Gittin that year. And we did that Sugif Zimmerman Island Osser. And I remember that was the first time that the Bar Ilan was at the beginning. Said Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsburg was the one in charge, Shlita, for the Bar Ilan shoot. So he wanted someone to go and see, you know, what's Taka the Limud Zchus that we're so making on that. So we'll get to that. But the Capiara, I think because there are people that try to say that you see that music is not so usher during even all these times, but it's not even in Shulchan Aruch. But the Capiara, I think he hit the nail on the head. Oh, so let me tell you another vort. The Halicha Shloima. The Halicha Shloima, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, which is, happens to be, you have a lot of great psakim there. You should know there's a sefer called Aleu Lo Yibol. You heard of that sefer? It's psakim from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And I've been looking in this sefer for years already, and this 2 weeks ago, I spent Shabbos with the Mechaber for the first time of the Sefer. He actually came up to Mor Shakolo, the same Shabbos that I came up, and we spent Shabbos together, and fascinating. So, but he wrote this. But only the Shlomo was a different Sefer. But he says that he thinks the Geder of Shira, and this is a yisod that he has, and someone told me Rav Harfenis has a similar yisod. Is music? I'll read you the lashon. Yesh limana biyom elam mikol shira ha-me'oreres l'rikud u'mochol. Avashir ha-me'romemes es ha-odom, ach eino me'vioso l'rikud u'mochol, u'teres. Yeah, the Mishmash Yisrael is Rav Harfinus as well has that idea. Only music that is, you know, that you'll come to dance with. I'll tell you a story. A certain Rav called me up a couple of weeks ago and told me that a balabas from his community called him that they bought tickets for a certain show. And they spent a lot of money. And then after they saw it was non-refundable, and then it turns out it was during Beit HaMitzar. So we want to know, is there any... So I asked my wife, I can tell you what it is now, but not for the recording. And I listened to it myself. It wasn't like the type of like music that you want to dance to. In fact, there's a sefer, more in the Tzioni camp, called Sefer Halacha LeMoshe, of Moshe Maimon, the Rav Mekomi of Ir Yisrael, who writes, there was a discussion, I forget it was Benatzar or Sfira, whether they were going to sing Hatikva before the whatever the event was. And he said, no one dances Hatikva, but save your soul. You know, it's not that type of music that you dance to, or it'll be cause you to dance to. So he thought it was okay. But this is an interesting yisod. You know, or sometimes people asking about going to ball games during this tkufa, 9 days. There's a lot of music in the, but I don't know, the music they play, I don't know.
It's Mishnah. I thought it was a problem, it's a Mishnah.
What?
A
ball game is a base Mishnah?
That's what I thought.
What's the Mishnah?
Enjoying it. It's a public event.
Yeah.
You relax. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, but I don't know. Enjoyment, I don't know, and Rav Harfinus.
It's the Simchas V'Reis.
Rav Harfinus said a different word also. He had a tshuva in one of his farm about Bein HaMitzarim, about listening to different recorded tapes and things like that. Most poskim happen to Aser recorded tapes. I think. There's a discussion about, but his nekuda was, he thinks you want to listen to chazonis. He thought it was mutter, because chazonis is not simchas oinig. You know, if you like it, if you don't like it, then it's tzar. But if you like it, then it's oinig. You know, you have to, like my father. He grew up in. I'll call you later. Give me a share. That kufa. I grew up to appreciate chazanas, but in this generation, I don't know, like in Bethel, they had a big chazanim, Baruch Park, all the big chazanim. So either you're brought up to like it, or you have no patience for it. But he thought that to listen to it during this kufa would be an Indian of tanug if you like it, but not an Indian of Simcha, and based on the same Yisod, like Rav Shlomo Zalman has a Hirsch said from what he wrote in that.
Is that a different musical that you want to dance to, Satzkila or
Bdiadli? It says Muteris. Muteris seems Mutter. Obviously you have to have. The spirit, like some people, sometimes you call someone up and they put you on hold and there's a little, like the post can write that, you don't have to. So I told this, that Rav, that maybe according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I thought that he didn't have to Right, L'chadchila, you're right. L'chadchila, I wouldn't have said go to this musical, you know. But once he already did it, as Shaila half said, Mom, you know, I thought.
Yeah.
How
was
it
during the weeks, or was it
only
the month?
What? Halicha Shlomo is in the Sefer Mordechai Hashanah from Nisan to Av, so I assume he was talking about Sfira. We'll see. We'll get to all your role. What's your name?
Zachary Beer.
Which beer are you?
I don't know. I'm not sure which brand. I also have seen that Rav Malamed, you know, of the Hall of Fame, has also written that he feels that it's actually more preferable to listen to music, recorded music, with instruments that's sad over a cappella, which most people feel is better, that's happening during the 3 weeks.
Okay.
I mean, that makes sense under this sort of...
Yeah, maybe. Oh. So now let's get to the thing of Kol HaShana. Right? So, Gemara Gittin. So Rashi there, that says Zimmer Manolo Da'asa. So Rashi writes Beis Mishtos. So then, if you're not in a Beis Mishtah, and Pasha's Beis Mishtah means a place where they are serving wine, as a Beis Mishtah, right? Mishtah, right? Yerushalmi Tosas quotes what the Reish Galusa says: he was domich v'koyin bezimran. He would wake up and go to sleep with the music. So something al derech hakvias. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. And Rav Moshe Feinstein also has a truth for the Rambam in Perkei. Hey, Gozu Shalom Nagat Lenagim Bechlishia. Simple pshat in the Rambam is that musical instruments are aser, bisman hazeh, and shira bepeh is only shira bepeh is. Shira bepeh is aser at a Beis Mishtah. But if it's a musical instrument, it's not also even that. So there's a sefer called Shut Pri Ha'aretz, and the Rav Avadia quotes this sefer. And this sefer, the Pri Ha'aretz, wants to say pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam uses a lashon kol minei zemer v'afil l'shir v'peh al yayin asura. So the simple pshat you learn, v'peh is also only b'yayin, and but if it's not prepare that it's also anything. So he says no. Milas afilu hachikom. Lo bi boy dimono the mitzvah alayin. It goes without saying that with a kli it's also alayin, and even puma is also alayin. But really, the Rambam is ushering only al hayayin. So like the Rashi shita beis mishtah. So if you say like if you learn pshat in the Rambam when he says al hayayin, it's not only going shir bepeh. But it's even going on the Kli, so then the Isser is only the base Mishtah. So if you start, you're going to a concert, and it's not Alayayin, so that would be... So many... The Mechaber didn't learn that way in the Rambam, the base Yosef. But the Pri'aretz, so, in other words, if you want to... Or as you can always say, you're working with the Mordechai Shita and the Rashi Shita, but the Mechaber doesn't quote those Shitas. So as you can say, and your Ramah quotes it, but it doesn't seem that's the Iker Shita. But the Pri'aretz wanted to shape shot in the Rambam that way. Okay. So that's the discussion of this. Now, okay. Next, let's go now to the Panim Meiros. They just reprinted the Panim Meiros in a nice Geshmaka edition at the library. So there is he has a discussion about haircuts for women. Whether he's talking about Sfira or the Beit HaMetzarim. So he writes that there's machlokes mechaber ramah, right? Mechaber shita is that a woman is mutter the tila seyar after shiva, and the ramah says that it's aser. So then in shloshim. Oh, so he talks about he talks about shavu shachalbo, a woman to get a haircut, shavu shachalbo. So he says that it's mutter for a woman. The part of Mira says because shavu shachalbo is not going to be more chomer than shloshim, and so therefore it's not going to be more chomer than shloshim. So therefore, and if it's shloshim according to the mechaber, it's mutter. So therefore, it should be mutter shavu shachalbo. That's what the Panamira says. As Rav Shechta quotes, supporting Rav Soloveitchik's idea from that Panamira. Then Rav Shechta says, well, Rav Moshe said it should only be mutter, during Sfira or Veda Mitzarim, but not Shavu Shachalbo, so he's Tama and Rav Moshe. But if you look carefully, I think the Pshat in Rav Moshe is that he wasn't working with the Mechaber, he was working with the Ramah. The Ramah asks haircut for women. So it's not such a Pella on Rav Moshe. Rav Shach said, Tamu on Rav Moshe, he didn't matter like the Panamiros. But I think the simple shot is he didn't matter like the Panamiros because he was working with the Ramos Psak, and the Panamiros was only saying it with the Mechaber's Psak. Oh. So another thing that comes up a lot, and this is that is cutting nails during Shavuot Shachalbo and cutting nails during Avelis. So Shulchan Aruch seems to say cutting nails is din shloshim. So the Chara, according to Rav Soloveitchik, Shavuot Shachalbo, you shouldn't cut nails. I saw the Sefer on Beta Mitzarim, or Pak. He quotes, I never knew the Sefer. I remember when I first came to YU, 1978, so I was in Rabbi Yagich here, and we learned Sachem. So the Chidushi Rabbi David just came out. That was a Talmud Ramban. The Mamash just came out then. That was a Talmud from the Ramban. And you should know, the footnotes was written by Rav Avram Shoshana. Rav Avram Shoshana from Tells. The mishpacha with Rabbi Ravner, Ravner from Passaic. He's a Rebbe in the yeshiva here in Rabbi Hertz yeshiva. So he was the father of Rabbi Ravner, was my first Gemara Rebbe in sixth grade in Yeshiva Flatbush, Rav Shaul Ravner. And he has his two sons here in Passaic. So Avram Shoshana was the mechutin to Rabbi Shaul Ravner. And he came out with that Chidushi Rabbeinu David. And the other Rishon that I learned that year, Rabbi Yagish, was the Maran Chalava. Maran Chalava is famous for his Perishon of Pesachim. That's the most famous thing. But I never knew until I saw recently in the Sefer that he writes this Shilas and Chuvas, Maram Chalava. Shilas and Chuvas, Maram. So the Shilas and Chuvas, Maram Chalava, he has a Chuva about this topic, about Shavu Shachalbo. Could you cut? Parenthetically, this year, according to Machlokes HaPoskim, simple pshat in the most poskim is there's no Shavu Shachalbo this year. There's a Tishbo Shenitha. So there's no Shavu Shachalbo. Not everyone agrees to that. But it's a simple pshat based on Yerushalmi. There's no Shavu Shachalbo. But most years there is a Shavu Shachalbo. So question of cutting nails. So you look in the Shud Maram Chalava, he says, Ein Sofik Be'enai Shehu Muter. Ah, it's also during Shloshim, right? She'ein lanu isu zeh b'shavu shachalbo lo b'sochav lo b'elo l'dvarim shamanu chachomim v'izkirim b'feirush. אבל להוסיף עליו ללמל מעובל אין לנו. So he's the one who, like, you know, basically goes against the sort of Rav Soloveitchik, the Maran Chalava. I mean, Rav Soloveitchik wouldn't, I don't think that would deter him. You know, like Rav Shechta said, if somebody would ask Rav Soloveitchik, oh, you're against a Meiri or a Tosis Harash, he couldn't care less, you know. Not couldn't care less, but, you know, he wouldn't face him, you know. So I don't know if the Maran Chalava be faced with either, but the Maran Chalava, he writes what I was always thinking. In other words, no categories necessarily. Whatever ain lano el advarim shamanu chachamim miskirim befeirish. And since in the Shavu Shachalbo it speaks about also the saper and lachabes, it doesn't. So you could say that you know, the sparus always goes together with the tilas sipur naim, so it's kehilu befeirish. But he was the one, the Maran Chalava, who writes befeirish that there's no iser of the tilas sipur naim during the time of the Shavua Shechalba. Even though there is Bishloshim, obviously, but he didn't think that the, you know, since it wasn't Nisker Beferish, the Tilas Tziponayim, it could be that they weren't Machmir on that. They were only Machmir the Tilas Tziponayim. One of my Talmidim, unfortunately, just lost his father, Rachman al Islam. And he says the thing that's hardest for him, it's not the shading this, is the Tilas, not to be able to cut the fingernails. That he told me. You know, it was the hard thing for him. But it could be that they were only machmir on that for Avelis Chadasha, not for Avelis Yishona, like the Maran Chalava says. And then Rechitza, as you've learned, so Rechitza is a din in Shiva, but the Ramah says that the minhag to be machmir on Shloshim. So Rav Shechta always says from Rav Soloveitchik, from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that he thought that that the minhag to be machmir, not to go swimming face during the 9 days, is because since the 9 days are Shavuot Shechalbo, we treat like Shloshim, and the Ramah is machmir. Chitza for Shloshim, so Mela. So the tzitzirif of these two ideas that Shavuot Shechalbo or the 9 days is a bit like Shloshim, and the Ramah is Machmer. So I was always. So I'll tell you what always bothered me with this Cheshbon is because the Rambam brings it down. The minhag shalol karech lamechas b'shavuah zu, and the Rambam never had that chumrah of Chitza for Shloshim. So if it's really based on that, so why does the Rambam have it? The Rambam, you never find the din in there. And in other words, the Rechitza of Shloshim is because it was the Beis HaMerchatz. And the Beis HaMerchatz, they used to give haircuts in the Beis HaMerchatz. So therefore, if a third person was going to go and have Rechitza, he would end up getting his haircut. And that's also Medina, so they ask Rechitza also. But the Rambam doesn't have that din in Rechitza, so... So it's a little bothersome to me, but on the other hand, so that was always, I was always bothered by that whole cheshbon. But I saw for the first time this year that the Yeshuas Yaakov is one of the great Geonim. In Mishnah Berurah, it's quoted on every other page, Yeshuas Yaakov. Most people never probably opened the Yeshuas Yaakov in their lives, or let alone owned the Yeshuas Yaakov. You know, Rabbi Mandelbaum, he was the, you probably never see Rav Hirsch, he brought him to Menachem Ovel when the Rav was Nifter, and the Chaim Soloveitchik, was sitting Shiva, Rav Hirsch brought Rabbi Mandelbaum to Menachem Ovel. Rabbi Mandelbaum was a Yid from, people talk about the Piasesna, the Eish Kodesh, like he saw the Eish Kodesh, you know, in other words, He saw Rabbi Menachem Zemba. He was a librarian in YU. He lived in Borough Park from 1948 to 1998. Beresh Mandelbaum was his name. I was lucky to be close with him. And even the years that he couldn't come to the library anymore, I was allowed to visit him in Brooklyn by his daughter's house. So he told me once that he thinks, you know, there was a Strachan library in Vilna. And Strachan library. And he thinks that's where the Chafetz Chaim got all his farm from that library, the Strachan library. The Rashash's family, Strachan. And Dr. Lyman, you know, Dr. He's living be well from Cumberland Hills, Dr. Lyman told me the Strachan library was open on Shabbos even. Because it wasn't like a library that you had to do malacha. It was it was open. People go and learn in the Strachan library. In fact, recently there was a book published, I got it in the YU library, of where are the Svarim from the Strachan library? Where are they today? Where, what happened to them? So there's a whole discussion, Israel, a whole discussion of where are the books of the Strachan library. But the Chafetz Chaim, that's what he claims. That's why Chafetz Chaim had Svarim that today, it's so easy to have Svarim, don't even have the Mamam. How many people own a Mamam Mordechai? And how many people own a Yeshua's Yaakov? But Yeshua's Yaakov says this Cheshvan of the Rav, that about the Shloshim and the idea that not going to, not being Roichets during the 9 days, was as it didn't like Shloshim and the Chumrah of the Ramah. He already put that together. So I was excited to see that someone already had said it, you know, from the Kashonim Kadmonios. Okay.
What
would the Rav say about the Kashon and the Rambam? I don't know, because the Rambam is the Rav's person, you know? Rambam is the Rav's person. Yeah, my Kasha. So what would he say? Maybe even the Rambam doesn't mention it, maybe it was, I don't know. It's our opinion. But there's something to think about.
Just regarding the Kashmir music, we say so at the end of the day that if one would go to, let's say a Thursday night tish, and there's someone playing music and there's wine on the table on a random Thursday night, that would be aser.
I don't know, is that a base mishta, a Thursday night tish?
Wine, singing, dancing, I don't know. What would make something a base mishta if wine doesn't do it?
The question is, if it's, does a base mishta have to be only wine? Or if it's
food, meat, hundreds of people, big thing. What would
yeah. There's music. There's one. There's usually, sometimes concerts with different ones.
Yeah. So that's the question. What's called a bais mishta? Is a bais mishta only like a bar? But it's only, you know, where basically the main thing is the wine. Whereas somebody told me Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz said over one of his 10-minute halachas that there was a certain place that they took away the hashkacha on it because there was a restaurant, they served wine and they had live music, and they turned, and the vad or whatever took away the hashkachas. So I was thinking that, I don't know, is it pacha? I don't know. Then maybe you could say that's not a beis mishta. They serve wine there. Any restaurant that serves wine, I don't know if it's necessarily called a beis mishta. I was thinking maybe it means that the makom is primarily a makom of wine. Well, why would you call it beis mishta? Because beis mishta is al shem that it's perhaps, you know, that's what I was I was wondering. So then this the head would still. We'll have one more zog, and then not to say Shachianu during the 3 weeks. This is a minute brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Not to say Shachianu. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul was one of my favorite people in the Or LeZion. He's one of my favorites. He points out that it's interesting that that's not brought down in Hilchas Sfira. It's only brought down in Hilchas Bein HaMitzrayim. But Rabbi Shlita, always told me that he wasn't so into that. So then when I was looking, you know, this idea of not saying Shachianu, So when I was learning these halachas this summer, so I saw that Tachta Vilna Gaon says that it's a Chumri Yisera. It's a Chumri Yisera, he writes. Why? Because we know the din is that when someone loses a relative and there's also a Yerusha, so he makes Dayan Emes on the Petira, and then he makes a Shechianu on the Yerusha that he got, even though he's Mamish an Ovel. So he says, So why over here you have a minute not to do it? So that's what the Gra says. So everybody was never into this thing about the Shachianu. But the Avnei Nezer, if you look at the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, he's very stark about not making Shachianu, of the minute of not making a Shachianu. But Rav Abadi Shita is that he wasn't concerned with Shachianu. His main concern, Rav Abadi, was buying clothes during the 9 days. Because many people say the issur of clothes is a din in Shachianu, but Rav Abadi was like the Gaon. He wasn't concerned so much with the issur of Shachianu. So then what's the issur of buying clothes during the 9 days? So Rav Abadi said that it's, you know, Yerushalmi says that you shouldn't, women have a minhag not to knit during the 9 days, because the shasi ve'erev, and it's what? And the that's the stone where the Beis HaMikdash was. So, like Rav Harari complained to me, he said, you know, it's just a play of words. Shasi is the weaving thing, and Shasi is just cool that way. But it's really nothing to do one with the other. So I said, don't blame me, don't blame everybody. It's the Yerushalmi, you know. Okay, it's the Yerushalmi. But Rabbi thought. So I saw this for the first time recently, that the Yad Ephraim says the same word as Rabbi, that the idea of not buying new clothing is an extension of not of that din, because it's a din in clothing. It's a din in clothing. During the 9 days, so others say it's some type of simcha thing, you know. I think he said no, it's also part of this din of the Evan Shasiyah. And therefore, it's an extension of that din of Noshim Nogi, the low mystery, is also a din of not buying new clothing, because the clothing is made as just Siva Erev. So, and especially when Rav Abadi wasn't so concerned with the din of the Shachianu, even though the other many are. Is to be concerned with it, but the main thing he was concerned with is the clothing during the 9 days. And then the Vilna Gaon is the one who compares this to the regular Hilchos Avelos of which Shachianu would be permitted, but during this time. Okay, so we discussed the Nisuin aspect, right, about getting married during this Kufa, the Klei Shir aspect. We discussed and the music during the whole week. What type of music? This is Zimmer B'Zman Hazeh. And we discussed the Tisparas L'Noshim. We discussed the Tzipor Naim and the Shachianu. Okay, so these are interesting. So I thought you fellows are learning these in Yonim. So it would be good. I didn't want to just sound the regular thing, but I'm sure you heard it from our first already. So things that are comparable to these halachas and how they compare to these halachas of Sfira and Mayhem Hamitzrayim. So thank you all for listening, and thank you. Thanks to Rav Hirsch, Shmika, and should all be well. We should see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash from Hey Rav Yamin.
Amen.